Friday, January 13th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, it is Friday. We return to our Ask the Pastor feature. Angela asks about baptism, particularly the mode of baptism. Harry, she cites a devotional that was put out by John MacArthur's organization, Grace to You, in which they talk about the mode of baptism. After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, Matthew 3:16 states. So Angela wants to know, what is the correct mode of baptism?
Well, great question. We have wonderful listeners who take no hesitation to put me on the spot. And here, my good friend John MacArthur, we are in disagreement. By the way, a mentor of mine, R.C. Sproul, and John MacArthur actually had a debate concerning baptism that you can access on YouTube. What is baptism? Well, the Reformed view of baptism is not that baptism is the sign of your faith to the world. It is God's sign to be received by faith, in which He is declaring His faithfulness to fulfill His promises, and then you receive that by faith. Secondly, baptism, as we see with the 22 instances in the Scripture that are referenced in the New Testament, was believers and their household, except the Ethiopian eunuch, and the baptism of the disciples of John at Ephesus. It is believers and their household, and they are enfolded into the body of Christ. And so those believers who are adults and come to Christ, if they've not been baptized, they're baptized upon profession of faith, and the children are baptized as the sign of the covenant as they are enfolded according to the promises of God, as baptism replaces circumcision from the Old Testament. But this question is aimed at the mode of baptism. There are three modes of baptism that you see practiced within the professing Christian church: immersion, aspersion, and effusion. So immersion is putting the individual under water, effusion is the pouring of water, and aspersion is the sprinkling of water. Now, what of the three are in place? Well, I really boil it down to two, because while I believe the biblical mode of baptism is effusion, that is the pouring of water, and sprinkling is the effect of the baptism as it comes down upon the individual to wash them clean. Immersion is, in my view, an irregular but acceptable form of baptism. The essentials of baptism is a gospel church, water, and Trinitarian. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and I just simply draw that from the Great Commission, that you're baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, why would I say effusion? Harry, look, I just read the text that it said, after being baptized, Jesus came up out of the water. Well, clearly, that's speaking of immersion, isn't it? No, that doesn't tell you how Jesus was baptized. That tells you what Jesus did after he was baptized. Take a look at the grammar. After being baptized, in other words, baptism's done. What does he do? He comes out of the water. So what happened? He went into the water to be baptized. He was baptized, and then he came up out of the water. Well, the question is what happened while he was in the water? What happened at his baptism? Well, go back to the context. John didn't want to baptize Jesus, did he? He said, I shouldn't baptize you. You need to baptize me. But Jesus stopped him in his tracks and said to him, I need you to do this for the fulfillment of righteousness. Well, what is he talking about? Well, Jesus is saying, I need you to do this because we've got to be obedient to God's law. Well, what is Jesus referring to? Well, Jesus is beginning his public ministry. Who is he? He's the Messiah. He's the anointed one, prophet, priest, and king. A priest began his ministry at age 30. And so Jesus, who is according to the order of Melchizedek, the eternal priesthood, is fulfilling the Levitical priesthood and therefore has to fulfill the law related to the Levites. Well, when did a Levite begin his ministry? Age 30. How old is Jesus at his baptism? Age 30. And why did John quit arguing with him? Because John knows exactly what he's talking about. John is a priest. He's 6 months older than Jesus. He knows exactly what Jesus is referring to in the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 8 in particular. So how was a priest baptized at the beginning of his ministry at age 30? By another priest, by sprinkling. Why do they go to springs and rivers? Not because of the depth of the water, but because it's a cleansing ritual. You need running water. You don't baptize in lakes and you don't baptize in oceans. You baptize in springs and rivers. Secondly, there are three baptisms in the Old Testament. They're all described for you in Hebrews 9. There were baptisms of water, baptisms of blood, and baptisms of oil. All of them are by pouring and sprinkling. The high priest had the oil poured upon his head, Aaron, and it sprinkled down. That was a baptism. The tabernacle was baptized by what? The hyssop. Pastor, don't you dip? Yes, in baptism, it's the baptizer who dips, and he dips into the oil and pours it. He dips the hyssop into the blood and sprinkles it. He dips his hands into the water and pours it. That's where the dipping takes place. But Harry, doesn't baptizo mean immersion? Not all the time. In the book of Mark, it says, you baptize your houses. You baptize your hands. You baptize your beds. They didn't take beds and houses and immerse them. They went through with the hyssop and they consecrated them by the sprinkling of the hyssop as it had been dipped in the water and was sprinkling. In the Bible, immersion is not a sign of salvation. Immersion is a sign of judgment. In the Bible, God judges by water and by fire. And that's why John the Baptist says Jesus will either baptize you with his Spirit. How does the Spirit come upon you? You're not immersed in him. He's poured out upon you. Then it says that Jesus will baptize the unbelievers with fire as the judgment of hell is poured out upon them, the wrath of God itself. In the Bible, you'll notice that when God judged the world, what did he do? He immersed the world in the flood. And then he says one day, he will bring the judgment of fire upon them. In the New Testament, it gives us two instances of Old Testament events that are pictures of baptism. What are those two instances? 1 Corinthians 10 tells us that Israel went through the Red Sea and they were what? Baptized into Moses. Well, was Israel immersed in the Red Sea? No, they went through on dry ground and therefore they walked through. Who got immersed in the Red Sea? It was Pharaoh's army in judgment. The Bible says that Noah and his household were baptized in the flood as they were in the ark. Noah and his family didn't go under the water. They rode upon the water with the rain sprinkling down upon them. Who got immersed? That is, all the unbelievers were immersed in judgment. And so immersion is untenable geographically, theologically, and historically in the Bible. In addition, there are a number of prophecies of the New Covenant in the Old Testament found in Jeremiah 31 and Ezekiel 36, and they tell us in the New Covenant, God's covenant people are going to have a new heart, they're going to have a new spirit, they're going to have a new record, and they will be, and here's what it says in Ezekiel, you will take them from the nations and sprinkle clean water on them. Thus, the sign of the covenant in the New Testament is already prophesied, and the mode in Ezekiel 36. And, of course, Jeremiah 31 and Ezekiel 36 are quoted in the book of Hebrews.
If you have a question for Harry Reeder, write to us at askthepastor@briarwood.org. Again, questions concerning the issues of life and questions concerning what do certain passages in the Bible actually mean. Thanks again to Angela for her question today, and we look forward to hearing from you. As an additional resource, may we commend to you Harry Reeder's 2-CD album entitled Covenantal Baptism in Biblical Perspective. Harry goes into much deeper detail on the sacrament of baptism. Go to briarwood.org/baptism. Thanks for being with us this week. Have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join God's people in the worship of our Heavenly Father on Sunday. Then stop by again on Monday for a conversation and a biblical worldview application as we put the issues of today and perspective.